Welcome to the Wetoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Jesus, we are so grateful that you paid it all once and for all. Your blood was more than enough. And by faith, we declare it is finished, death defeated. Now we have the victory. It is ours because of a day like this. And so, Lord, I ask you to continue encouraging our faith this day, reviving our spirits this day, to know that without this day, there would be no hope for humanity. And so, Lord, I pray that you will indeed, today through your word, speak to us and let faith rise. May we never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. You may be seated, and so good to see you in church today in person. And those of us who are joining us online, you are absolutely welcome to our Good Friday service. It's a special service where we take time to really do a memory lane of what today was like 2,000 years ago and how Jesus pay the high sacrifice for our sin. Some years ago, we lost a church member who was a significant doctor in this country. And during the funeral, at the time of speeches, one of his colleagues came up and he was not very happy. Because as a church, we were saying we were celebrating the life of this doctor. And so he said, how can we celebrate when we have lost a doctor? In a way, it relates to this day. How do we call it a Good Friday when bad things happened to our Savior? Betrayed, disowned, abandoned, falsely accused, beaten and mocked. I mean, he was stripped naked. The Bible says that the kind of beating he got, they even pulled out his beard. You can think of the pain he went through. Made to carry his cross in public shame. A day of injustice where he was exchanged for a criminal and crucified between two criminals. How can we call such a day a Good Friday? Well, when it was happening, it wasn't a Good Friday. But how many of you know that the way human beings see things is not the way God sees things? The Bible says God will work out all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Behind the scenes was God at work. It is a Good Friday because God took what the enemy meant for bad and turned it around for our good. There was great exchange that day. It should have been you and me going through all of that. But Jesus chose to go on our behalf. It was a day of exchange. Much as it was the greatest day of darkness in history when it comes to our faith, it was also the greatest day of light and life for us. That's the good news. It was a day of beautiful exchange, where God Himself decides to give us beauty when we deserved ashes. He gives us gladness instead of mourning. Someone had to pay the price. And when I think about this day, I think about what Isaiah the prophet said about this day, hundreds of years before it happened. And this is what Isaiah said. Who has believed our message? Isaiah 53. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, talking about Jesus. And like a root out of dry ground, he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised, Isaiah says. He was rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised and we held him in low esteem. And he was describing what the people of that day were thinking, because they shouted, "Crucify him." They despised him. But Isaiah continues to write and he says, "Surely." Everybody say, "Surely." He took up our pain and he bore our suffering. That's why it's a Good Friday. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us shalom, peace, was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We are healed. That's why it's a Good Friday. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. That's Isaiah talking about this day hundreds of years before it ever happened. And today, as I've just reflected on Isaiah, I want to help you appreciate why we should celebrate on this Good Friday. Even though during the actual happening, it wasn't that good. And today I just want you to appreciate the fact that this day reminds us that as human beings, there was a problem that we could never solve. But God, in his love, made a great provision to deal with that problem. And that provision is so powerful that today I want you to appreciate the power that was in the sacrifice that Jesus paid. And then the purpose, what it means for you, what it means for me. Let me start by reading Hebrews 9 again as I share these four things. Hebrews 9, verse 14, the writer tells us, in line with the song we have just sang about the blood of Jesus being more than enough, he says, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Let me read that again. And it's a whole context here, talking about really the Easter season and the sacrifice that Jesus would pay, that the writer in Hebrews was writing. How much more, he says, then, will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. Let me start by talking about the problem. There was a huge problem when it came to dealing with the sin problem. You see, in the Old Testament, the way sin was dealt with was by the priests who offered sacrifices. And those sacrifices would appease God for the sins of the people. And once every year, the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies on behalf of the entire nation, and he would offer sacrifices, first for himself, and then for the sins of the nation, those that were known and those that were not known. And he would go there to offer those sacrifices. The challenge was, those sacrifices only dealt with an outward appearance of sin. Hebrews 10:11 says, day after day, every priest would stand and perform his religious duties again and again. And he would offer the same sacrifices, but they could never take away sin. That was a huge problem. It's almost like some of you who love wearing white. When your white shirt, white dress gets stained and you try to just wash it with water, you keep washing, but the stain remains. That was a problem. And so today is a Good Friday because God solved that problem. Amen. And here's God's provision, the second thing I want to talk about. He sent his son Jesus to be a perfect sacrifice once for all. He would be a sacrifice that would be empowered by the eternal Spirit, like we read. You see, if animal blood could almost appease and get people to feel like, okay, this year, yes, how much more the blood of Jesus? It just doesn't appease God. His sacrifice pleased God once for all. So on the cross, as Jesus paid the price for our sin, he was doing it once for all. He had to die. Jesus didn't just come like the high priests of the Old Testament. Those ones had to have animals. They would choose the most perfect animal and bring that animal and sacrifice it. That's what they did. Jesus was both the high priest and the Lamb of God. He gave himself to be that perfect sacrifice. You see, my friends, God is a God of justice. The wages of sin is death. And that wage needed to be paid. And God's provision was through his Son, Jesus Christ. I love what that scripture we just read in Hebrews 9:14 says. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God. I want you to take note of this. Jesus was not forced to go to the cross. He chose to go. He submitted himself to go to the cross. When you read the book of John, when they came to arrest Jesus and Judas came and embraced Jesus, and the soldiers tried to come and arrest him, and Simon Peter, being such a passionate person who acted before he thought, chopped off one of the ears. He was just about to begin an action thriller at that point. Because he had told Jesus, nobody's taking you away. And so he went into action. Sometimes you need friends like that. They go into action and then, you know, the next moment they've taken off. Jesus healed the high priest's servant. And then they asked, who is Jesus? The Bible says, Jesus simply said, I am he. They all fell down. Yeah. And that's power. Yes. Jesus told the disciples, don't try to defend me. I can ask the Father to send legions of angels and they'll just take them out. Yeah. And so Jesus says, I have capacity to stop this. But it must happen because he had you and mine in mind. Said, this human problem must be dealt with. He offered himself willingly. And the way he managed to do it was through the eternal Spirit. Please understand, doing life without the Spirit is almost impossible. For you to do what God calls you to do, you need Holy Spirit. Our theme this year of being Spirit-led and Spirit-empowered, Jesus is a great example. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. When he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came on him. And Holy Spirit sustained him even when he was going through this day. Difficult day. Listen, Holy Spirit is available to walk with you through any difficult day. And he was an unblemished sacrifice, meaning he would please God once for all. So God's provision was through his Son that he sent, Jesus, who died on the cross. What's the power of the fact that Jesus died on the cross and he bled on that cross? Here's the power of why today is such a special day to celebrate. That the sacrifice he paid and his blood not only deals with the outward appearance of sin, he cleanses us from the inside out. Completely, once for all. He deals with the sin problem once for all. Here's the challenge today. That was a challenge for them in the Old Testament. That today, people still carry a guilt conscience for sin. And yet they still come and say, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to have mercy on me. But Satan continues to confuse you and say, oh, you are the sinner. Remember what you did? Today I've got good news for you. The moment you say, Lord, have mercy on me, forgive me of my sin, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far he removes that sin from us. Why? It was paid for in full. Now my debt is paid. It is paid in full by the precious blood of Jesus. Our debt is paid in full, covered. And so, my friend, why are you trying to do good to try and ease your conscience? When it comes to sin, Jesus paid it all. The power of the cross and his blood is that it was more than enough. It's the power. Finally, the purpose. The ultimate reason for why God let his son go through all the humiliation and die a shameful death on the cross had a purpose in mind. Let's see the purpose. Still in that one verse. It says, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death? There's the reason. Why? So that we may serve the living God. So that we may serve the living God. Listen, my friends, you cannot look at the cross of Jesus and appreciate it and fail to serve him. The reason he saves us is so we can serve him for the rest of our lives. If salvation was simply a ticket to heaven, then every time somebody says yes to Jesus, he would take them right to heaven. But the only reason he keeps you here on earth as his child, his son and daughter, is so that we would serve the living God. You are alive with a purpose, my friend. So that we can serve him with everything we've got. So as I close, there's a problem that couldn't be solved by the sacrifices of the old system. And that problem is the problem of sin. I love what J. John once said. He says that the heart of the human problem, every problem we see. Just yesterday there was a gentleman who went into a nursery school and killed little children. How could people be that wicked and evil? And that's just one of many evils. There's a lot of evil in our country. And J. John says it nicely. He says the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. Who can ably deal with the human heart? Only God, in the person of Jesus. Are you here today and you know exactly what I'm saying? You're caught up in a cycle of evil and sin. Listen, you can make resolutions, but they'll never help you. You can never save yourself. Only Jesus can. And all you need to do is to surrender your life to him. Acknowledge him as the one that God sent to pay the price for your sin, for our sin. I am so glad I made that decision over 30 years ago. I've never regretted. I live with confidence, and I'm not perfect. When I fall and fail, I come back to him and I trust the cross of Jesus. Because he still will hear me with mercy and forgive me. Today, this Good Friday, can be the happiest day of your life. By you surrendering your life to him. Maybe you've walked away from him. Today is your day to return and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. And it will be that great day, a happy day, that reminds me of the hymn that we used to sing. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad with so much joy. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing. Every day, it can be true for you today. You can make that choice right now. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we thank you for Good Friday. We thank you that today, 2,000 years later, we call it a Good Friday because we know what it means for human beings. But a problem of sin which couldn't be solved was solved once for all. By that beautiful provision of your Son Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, whose sacrifice was once for all that has power to cleanse any human being from sin. No sin is beyond the power of your blood. And there's a purpose. You want us to serve you for the rest of our lives. But you want us to serve you as sons and daughters. Friends, while all heads are bowed and people online, you're watching today and you're saying, I want this day to be the happiest day of my life. I want to gain the freedom of forgiveness from all my sin. I'm tired of carrying the burden of sin. I'm tired. I've been restless. I've wrestled with it. The guilt and shame is just too much. But today, I want to be like that Roman soldier who finally acknowledged, surely, you are the Son of God. If that's you, I want to pray with you just before we carry on with communion. In the room, online, you're saying, Pastor, pray with me. Today, I want to give my life to Jesus. I have put it off for long, or I've just wandered into church today. I came in, I've not been in for a long time, but this is my day. I want to give my life to Jesus. If that's you, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand in the room. Thank you. Just lift that hand high and say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give. Thank you. God bless you. Upstairs, just lift that hand. I have a friend who will come to you. God bless you. God bless you. I know it's a struggle, but just go ahead and do it. Say, Pastor, pray with me. Online, you can lift up that virtual hand, and I have a friend who's going to be in touch with you who's online. Come on, any other person like that? You're saying, pray with me. Upstairs, I may not see your hand, but if you lift it and wave, a friend of mine will come to you where you are. Any other person saying, yes, Pastor, pray with me today. And it's a struggle, but I got to do it today. Thank you. Thank you. I also want to pray for you today. If you're saying, you know what, Pastor, I walked away from Jesus. But today, I want to make a return. I want to make a U-turn. I want to give my heart to Him once for all. If that's you as well, I want to pray with you included in this prayer. Would you lift your hand as well and say, that's me, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Many who were saying I'd gone away, but I'm coming back. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Now, Lord, you see all these hands that have been raised. You see them from heaven. You see their hearts. And I ask you today that as they have raised their hands, they've opened the door of their hearts and they're inviting you in. And I ask you right now to come into their hearts. Forgive them of all their sin. Make them your child. And right now, there is a party in heaven. And I thank you that here on earth, we join with the party and we celebrate our brothers and sisters in Christ. In Jesus' name, come on. Let's celebrate our friends.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey!